put them on the shelf. And so my mum had to fight for me to live. And then I spent another 3 months in a box with no touching. So my nervous system became like this, and it's always been like that. I've been in fight flight mode all my life. Luckily, the way I resolved that was to go into excess optimism disorder.
Yeah.
I actually had to have a clinical assessment by a clinical psychologist, and he says, you know what? You've got excess optimism disorder. He says, it doesn't exist. But
what
I
the hell?
I loved it. I thought, I understand myself now.
Oh,
so basically, I've been frightened of life all my life. And I've done my damnedest to make the best for everybody so that I wouldn't have to be so frightened. So, in between discovering that, I became very ill with chronic fatigue after a bacterial infection.
Well, it was in the blood, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the blood. Mm-hmm. And so chronic fatigue snuck in, and that basically means you die to your body, you die to your previous life, your normal life. Whatever you were is no more. You can't do it. And I used to be an entertainer with playing 17 different instruments at school, going from school to school in New Zealand. I charged a kid $1. So $1 a kid. And I made 10 grand in a year, and I was over the moon, but I didn't want to touch my instruments for another 4 years after that. It was very exhausting, but I just loved being with the children. And later on, I became a puppeteer and magician. Oh, yeah, we met. And anyway, coming back to 5 years ago.
Excuse me, I thought he should talk more about you.
Well,
she was a great puppeteer.
Absolutely.
I mean,
she
strings
became,
and stuff.
Someone had to do the puppets, I was doing the music. Anyway, what happened was through this terrible
illness.
Infliction, I came to listen. I came to know what listening was. So I initially could get out of bed, I could go to the toilet, I would do my business, and I would struggle to get back into bed. It was that bad. Walking from the house to the mailbox and back, that was a day's effort.
Well, you nearly died, darling.
I did.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun, particularly not for the head. You think you were something, you thought you could do everything, and now you can't do nothing.
And look what your wife did for you.
Yes. And it was a really hard job for her because, you know, the man she married is no more. So we had to reinvent ourselves. So one of the things that happened to me was that I was told I needed to do a cardiovascular exercise. Mm-hmm. I couldn't walk properly, I couldn't ride a bike. None of those things to make me hard go worked. But then I heard that Tai Chi is a cardiovascular exercise.
Mm.
Oh,
it is, yeah.
So I happen to have a guy in town that teaches Tai Chi. And I go there and I say, well, I need to do this thing because I know my heart is weakening every month, every day. It can't do what it's supposed to do. I can't get enough oxygen or whatever it is that my brain needs to think properly. And so I started doing Tai Chi, 5 minutes per session. It's an hour session, I could do 5 minutes, I had to sit down. Eventually, I got to an hour. Eventually, I started teaching with my teacher. Eventually, my teacher quit. I was the teacher. But after 1 year, Your mind is so involved in trying to remember from what do we do next, what, you know, what is this thing, what is, so it's mentally, you are so preoccupied with getting it right, which was basically, I would say, is so many people's story, they're so caught in getting it right. But after 1 year, all of a sudden, my body fell into flow. All of a sudden, the mind quit, and I started listening to movement. And from that, I learned to listen. This is the most amazing thing I've ever done. And then the chi starts flowing in your body, and you think, whoa! And so I'm really, really still very, very excited on a daily basis with Tai Chi Qigong.
People. So are we, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, people often say to me, you don't look a day over 75, Jay. Well, actually, I'm 92. I'm actually 92, so thank you very much.
Well, the thing is, I'm 80 on the inside.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
So anyway, what happened was that I started listening. And that's when a whole different thing happened in my life, a whole new experience of being. Instead of being a mental, physical expression of this world, I became something that was beyond that. Mm. And I thought, that's amazing. So about 5 years ago, just a year before COVID, I would say, I got this crazy idea that said, you need to do overtone singing. So I said, all right, so here we are, Newstead. There's not that many people around. And there's no notice that says overtone singing over here. But I said, I need to do that. And within 2 weeks, a person turns up that said, I know someone that does that. And so I rang this person and said, I want to do that. And they said, okay, great. You know, so I got a couple of people together, went through the hall. In the mechanics hall. Oh, we did it at home, yeah, and then we went in a...
I thought that was an important part of the story, actually.
Well, yeah, well, anyway.
I did.
Basically, I heard it, we started practicing, and it took about 3 months before I got my first overtones. Mm-hmm. So don't, if I give you instructions today, Don't expect it to happen now. Don't expect to get what the crazy thing that I managed to do. But now we are 5 years later, and I have been able to listen to what is it that this sound does. And that's what I teach in Newstead today. Is I have people, and I've been coming for half a year now, and they still can't do it. But it doesn't matter, because I had, in the initial group, I had some people that caught on quite quickly. And you have four or five people sitting, and we pump this little thing, and we're getting into the hum. And all of a sudden you think, where is that angel sound? Who is that singing over there? And there is something that is out there and it's doing its thing. And it's none of us. It's not us doing it with our voices. There's something else there. And it's really magical. So I'm still waiting in my class for that to happen. Once that happens, I'm sure the hall is not big enough. Everyone wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sneakily looking at Ken and Diane. You know, we've got a special group of people there.
You have.
You might have them in because we've just had an elevation.
Right.
You never know.
Anyway, so being very clinical about this sound thing that I'm doing is that it's not about how beautiful I sing. Because, technically speaking, because of my state of fear that I lived all my life in, I could never breathe properly. Mm-hmm. My voice was always constricted. Mm-hmm. So It was always very, very difficult. So I will never say I'm a good singer or I'm a beautiful singer. It doesn't matter. What was important, and that's what I learned from the Tai Chi, is that I could go inside and I could listen from where is that vibration going. And then we got this book, 50 Days to Pentecost, but we are working through, and the esoteric teachings talk about these seven centers in your body. Well, I'm starting to discover those with my voice. I said, they're in there, they're in my body. My body is shaking here, it's shaking there, it's going here, there, there, and then it goes above. So I'm thinking, well, it's a bit like sonic cleaning. Hmm. It's like it's shaking whatever shit is on there, and hopefully it falls off.
I want you to.
He doesn't like that. Really.
No, please, because I'm famous interrupter. Yeah. You do it.
You can do it.
And I'm finding you a most compelling speaker, but I think Carolyn should say something.
It will be very small, but 5 years ago when we started with the group and they come to our home, at that time I was having a very... a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety and a lot of difficulty, and the sessions would actually like mentally clean all that out. It was like I found it actually as like a anxiety buster.
Yeah.
Like it really did clear the auric field
and
stabilise the emotions and the mental.
Thank you very much.
See, that's supporting.
Absolutely.
So I don't care if you don't like being interrupted. That was good.
I'm all for that. That's great. Thank you, Carolyn.
I'm going to do that.
The funniest thing is, though, that the guys that came initially, some of them had severe PTSD and all kinds of things. And when they left, they said, we are so... we're floating. We are so happy.
It's so good. Isn't it?
It's so amazing. And so now I've got my little class, and you know, I think it's only two of the seven that actually are becoming aware of what's going inside. Mm. But all of them, they say, "Ah, it feels so good." So I said, "Well, I'm not going to rush this thing. This is an inner discovery. This is something you have to find out for yourself, because I can't do it for you. You have to do it."
Yeah.
So what we're going to do today is I'm going to pump this thing, which is called a Shruti box. It's one of those Indian hummers that people do their devotional singing with. Yeah. And you just see if you can attune to the D and A.
And we can harmonize with it.
Yeah. You're trying to get in line with this thing. Don't listen to me.
We will be.
So basically, I start off with the vowels. For some reason, they start with O first, then the U, then the R, then the A, and then the E. So many, many years ago, you went from the boring, from the U, to the O, to the R, to the A, to the E. But
where's
some,
the I?
That's the E.
Okay,
that's the European version.
Sorry? I'm interrupting because I want to understand. Right.
So anyway, for some reason, this goes from O to U, so it starts up in the belly, goes down to the lower, and then it goes to the heart, and the throat, and then the forehead. But you guys don't have to worry about that, just hum along, and if you're really curious, then if you, while you do this sound, and you can say yow.
Yow.
With your mouth and your throat open as much as you can, then you will start to discover inside where that resonates. So initially the vowels, yow is actually nothing more than all the vowels connected. So we start off just for fun with the vowels by themselves, and then I will go into a half nasal sound. So you can which is a closed NG, but is half. So half of the vibration goes through your nasal passage and the other comes through your throat. And that's, and when you do the yao, or the connecting all the vowels together, you will find that overtoning kicks in. And then, you know, even the highest note I can do, I actually jump an octave later on, that only happened 4 months ago. And so that's 5 years or minus 4 months then. That happened. So again, it's your nerves, it's your capacity to listen, to become aware of what's going on and how to do it. So it's a very creative process. So the other thing, one more thing. I'm good. I'm feeling comfortable. One more thing is that the NG, or even just humming, creates nitric oxide. It's not nitrous oxide, it's not laughing gas, it's nitric. It's nitric oxide, and nitric oxide is a vasodilator, and that's created in your sinuses. So I always wondered why I have so much pain in my head and full snot and infections and God knows what, and said, why do I have holes in my skull? You know, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't have had that problem. So those cavities, they are sound chambers.
And they're dilated.
Well, nitric oxide is a vasodilator. So it opens up your blood vessels. So nitric oxide lasts only 3 seconds when you create it. After that, it's dispersed in your body. I don't know what happens to it, but the vasodilation has taken place and can last up to 5 hours. Oh, thank you. Maybe I should have that one. And as Melody mentioned before, what did you mention? it's
no idea. A vasodilator created by night. Trick.
Yeah, yeah, we know that, but it was if you have when you have pain, you have inflammation. Inflammation goes away with nitric oxide.
It's the anti-inflammatory. That's what it is.
So it is an amazing medicine that those Tibetans and Tuvan people, and if you really think about it, it's been practiced by all nations
for thousands of years.
And the other day I was listening to an Italian form of communal singing, and I realized from those people are doing overtoning. They are sitting there for half an hour, 45 minutes, just belting out this chest vibration in a group. What are they doing? They're community building, they're making themselves healthy. You know, it's not specifically as crazy as what I managed to do, what you will hear. But as a community, that vibration was just amazing. So I have my sneaking hopes that maybe in our chapel we can build on something that really will nurture our physicality, so that our spirit and body harmonize better. So, because I want us to live a long time.
Okay. Do you?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
One more thing. This machine is tuned at 432 hertz.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I read about that the other day.
Yeah.
What's 432 hertz? What does that do?
432 hertz.
Sean!
<Yeah. laughs> 432 is the frequency that goes around the earth.
Yeah.
It is created apparently by all the lightning strikes globally all of the time.
Yeah. So, apparently Verdi and Mozart used to write in 432. Isn't that right?
Well,
and at the beginning of the 1900s, the university professors of Germany and USA got together and decided we'd all go 440.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, well we do A440 now.
I know.
Yeah. Yes. Everything's tuned to A440 now.
So I deliberately bought myself another machine because I thought 440 is not going to be totally quite right. No. So.
But that's what the piano's tuned to A440.
Yeah, it matches the sense of the old, just the original.
In the old days, it was tuned to A432.
Yeah, and it was a semitone flat?
No, darling.
No.
Well, no, no.
Look, so, it's an odd amount.
Yeah.
It's okay, no.
It's eight hertz lower.
And I think they knew atavistically, didn't they? That was in tune with nature.
Yeah.
I have no idea why they changed the toning, but the old pitch was what Marcus has got.
And this, this machine kills fascists?
Oh, hopefully. And communists.
I have a question. With this instrument, did you ever listen to Krishna Das's music?
Yeah. I can't recall the name.
He played this. I used to go to his concert.
Yeah. Well, it's a very common Hindu machine for chanting.
Very amazing.
Yeah. So everyone just make a sound at your own voice, at your relaxation, along with this, and just feel inside. I don't care what you sound like, but feel it in your body. Oh. Thank you. We practice every Thursday morning at Cat's Place.
Oh, right.
That's one of our, before the Qigong, before the serious hard work. And it I don't do it in the class for an hour, I only do it for half an hour because we're getting into the Qigong after that.
But it's so powerful. Love it in the silence afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, so normally, it's about 4 minutes silence after naturally. I don't ask my friends to be silent, but they just...
It's better if they are.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't want to tell them what to do. But it's so funny, you open your eyes and you see one. So that's good. That's all we want. And I go home with their elevator. They say, the whole day was full of energy. Things went all easier and flowed better. And even the next day I felt better.
Sometimes colours come through too, into the
pineal. So again, once you start becoming aware of what is where is it vibrating, you can actually...
Yeah, that vibration is really interesting, isn't it? Because it really goes through your body and it's bigger in some places than others.
Sorry,
Dane, did you want to say something?
I had a crazy idea. This is a joke, okay? So I've been listening and I thought, what if our bodies were like the shape of a guitar or a violin? You know what happens? Our farts sound heavenly.
There's a vibration right there.
Right.
We actually are a sound vibrator, and it resonates into the skeletal, the skeleton, and through the bone.
Exactly. So the Chinese, so yeah, through my illness, through learning Tai Chi, I learned Qigong. I got in contact with Kat and things, and she knows so much about Chinese medicine. And also my warm-ups with the Tai Chi, it's about bone tapping, you know, and that is for making good blood. It's not just, you know, it's partly feeling yourself when you do this, but partly is actually you are creating blood. All the, what they call the flat bone, so that's our skull, our ribs, that's where the blood is really made. So, and they tap it. The Chinese are incredible, and they don't say much. Probably because we can't read it. it's a very hard language to go beyond. It's hard for them. It's hard for us. Yeah. So.
Should we do another 5 minutes of it to sort of just kind of.
Do we want to do that?
You're
not sick of it?
Never sick of it.
And then just let it be still, and then we'll kind
of
Okay, five
more minutes. So we start off with the vowels, because the vowels, when you hold on to them, you will become aware where in the body that vibrates. That awareness, that's what I learned from Tai Chi. It's not the form, it's not what you do, it's your awareness what you do. That is all the difference. And so same thing with the sound
therapy. This is the sound chambers in your skeletons.
So again, if you want, you can sit on the front of your chair so your spine is straight. It's very hard to slump.
Gotta be straight.
Slump.
Straight.
Say the vowels again. What were they again? The vowels?
I start with O, U, R, A, E.
They're completely different.
They're a bit different. So in the past it was from the bottom, it's the U sound going to the E. But this one starts in the belly and then goes down to the lowest and then to the heart and the throat. So see if you can feel it's your listening to your body that matters the most. Oh.